In the realm of real estate, few disputes have persisted as long or been as violent as the ongoing struggle between Israel and Palestine. Stretching back over a century, this conflict has left scars on both the land and the people involved, revealing the intricate and deeply rooted complexities of real estate disputes. The roots of the Israel-Palestine conflict trace back to the late 19th and early 20th centuries, when waves of Jewish immigrants began settling in Palestine, then under Ottoman and later British rule. As Jewish immigration surged, tensions between Jewish and Arab communities escalated, fueled by competing claims to the land. The subsequent partitioning of Palestine by the United Nations in 1947 only intensified hostilities, leading to the Arab-Israeli War and the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. Since then, the conflict has ebbed and flowed, marked by wars, uprisings, and peace accords, yet the fundamental issue of land remains unresolved. The West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem continue to be flashpoints, with both Israelis and Palestinians asserting their right to these territories. But who is right in this seemingly endless struggle? The answer is far from simple. Each side has its own narrative, rooted in history, religion, and identity. Israelis see themselves as reclaiming their ancestral homeland, fulfilling biblical prophecy and establishing a democratic refuge in a hostile region. Palestinians, on the other hand, view themselves as indigenous inhabitants dispossessed of their land, enduring occupation, discrimination, and displacement. Moreover, it is essential to recognize the role that narrative plays in shaping perceptions of the conflict. Those who emerge victorious are often the ones who craft the prevailing narrative and a sobering reminder of the power of storytelling in shaping our understanding of history. In this context, it is worth reflecting on the ancient tale of David and Goliath. Had the stone thrown by David missed its mark, Goliath would have been hailed as the hero, and the course of history would have been altered. Similarly, had the circumstances been different, Palestine might have achieved freedom instead. The Israel-Palestine conflict is not unique in its complexity and longevity. Closer to home, Uganda grapples with its own protracted land disputes, some stretching back generations. Take, for instance, the dispute over the Mabira Forest Reserve, one of Uganda's largest remaining rainforests. This conflict pits conservationists against local communities who depend on the forest for their livelihoods. Efforts to protect the forest clash with demands for land for agriculture and development, leading to legal battles, protests, and occasional violence. Another long land dispute in Uganda's history is rooted in the Malo land tenure system, established by the 1900 Buganda Agreement between the British Colonial Administration and the Kingdom of Buganda. T.S. system allocated large tracts of land to the Kabaka, King, of Buganda and other local chiefs, creating a dual ownership structure where landlords, Malo owners, held title deeds and tenants, Bibanja holders, had user rights. The tension between these groups has led to prolonged disputes, exacerbated by post-independence land grabbing and forced evictions. Despite legal and policy reforms like the Land Act of 1998 and efforts to establish land tribunals and mediation mechanisms, land disputes remain a significant challenge in Uganda due to corruption, inadequate law enforcement, and socio-political complexities. In all the cases mentioned above, the resolution of these disputes hinges not only on legal frameworks but also on the narratives constructed around them. The victors are often those who can craft the most compelling story, appealing to history, morality, and emotion. So, where do you stand in the longest land dispute in history? Whose narrative resonates with you? As you ponder these questions, remember that the true path to resolution lies not in choosing sides but in understanding the complexities and nuances of the conflict. Only then can we hope to forge a lasting peace based on justice, equality, and mutual recognition.